Did you now realize that you can buy bacon-flavored Pringles?
Really?
Yeah, apparently they're out. Bacon-flavored Pringles, apparently currently only at Walmart. But bacon-flavored Pringles are now available.
I have to see if I can track some of those down. Wonder if they actually taste like bacon.
I hope so.
There's an ad circulating around from a newspaper in East Texas right now that is just outstanding. The ad says, quote, "I would like to say congratulations to Shara Cormier and Patrick Brown. They are expecting a baby. Hope you both are really in love, and I hope it works out. Always, Patrick's wife, Tamisha Brown."
Ooh.
No more backstory on this here, but really, if you want to get revenge on a cheating husband, it's hard to argue with a move like this.
79-year-old man in Michigan who's been blind for the past 22 years due to macular degeneration recently got his vision back when doctors implanted a telescopic lens in one of his eyes. One of the first things he did, he wrote his wife a note that simply said, "I love you, Glenda." Last week, their grandson posted the photo of the letter online, and of course, it has since gone viral.
And cue the tears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Matthew McConaughey took home the Oscar for Best Actor on Sunday, and he probably hasn't even gotten used to it yet. I mean, what, he's had it for 2 days, probably still just in awe of it. But people are already pegging him as a contender for 2015. The movie that's supposedly going to do it for him is Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. It's about the discovery of a wormhole that can connect widely separated regions of space and time or something of that extent. So could possibly be Matthew McConaughey will be a back-to-back Best Actor winner.
Some random facts to wrap up your stack of leftovers today. Six people died in the Great Fire of London in 1666. Since then, seven people have died falling off the monument built to commemorate that fire. The term soap opera comes from the old dramatic radio shows in the 20s and 30s that were sponsored by Procter Gamble because they used the shows to plug their soap products. And there are 292 ways to make change for a $1 bill and 9.8 trillion ways to make change for a $100 bill. It's a lot of change. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.